Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everybody.
And here's Leah.
Working to the damn last minute. You know, it is always something. Since I walked in this door, it has been the car had this problem. Roy Jr.'s got a rash from something at school. It's been the dog doesn't want to sit over there, wants to sit in James's lap. I mean, we just have to get ourselves together.
Can you guys hear us on the video okay? Because we have a little bit of a different setup this week, and we don't have a hard mic into the video. So we want to make sure you guys can hear us.
Well, let's hear it. Can you hear us? I can always, you know, I can talk louder. I can talk really loud and fast. Anyway, so let's tell you what all's going on. So I had a little bit of a dumb luck. So I'm just sitting there minding my own business one night. I get this text from, remember Lieutenant Alex Vindman that testified in the thing? Okay, in the hearing, in the impeachment hearing? So his wife texts me out of the blue and says that she, you know, had watched me on Flipping Out and on The Housewives, and, you know, she loves my tweets and this and that. And I'm like, oh, great, thanks. Am I in L.A.? Her husband wants to bring me a signed book. And I was like, literally at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh, I'm not in L.A. I already left for Miami, but I'd love to see you. She says, well, we're going to be in Miami in September. I go, well, we'll have to see you. Maybe we'll do a book signing, whatever. And then I hang up. I mean, then I stop texting. And then I go, why don't I get her on Julie and Brandy's podcast? So I got him on there. He did the podcast with him last week. So you have to go watch it, Dumb Gay Politics. It was really funny. But that's a huge get because his book is number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list right now. So they were screaming. So then I stuff just lands on me. I'm sitting minding my business again. And I get a text from this Melissa Sessoms. Remember her, Jason, from the charity? And she asked me if I knew a house that could be rented on the beach for some kind of a dinner party for somebody that she manages, a lot of these celebrities or whatever. And I gave her Greg Mormelli's number because, you know, he rents out stuff all the time. And so I said, by the way, how's Rick Ross doing? Remember, she's the one that helped me get him on the thing? Yeah. And so then I tell Julie and Brandy, would you want to get Rick Ross on there? You know, he's always up on current affairs and he's, into, you know, what's going on in the world. And maybe he'd be a good guest. Brandy goes, oh my God, we are obsessed with him. He's my favorite. I love him so much. I can't stand it. So now I've got him going Rick on Ross? There. He's going to go on there, Dumb Gay Politics. So I'm becoming a booking agent. For everybody but myself.
You've got another career now.
I've got another career. I can't book for myself because we just aren't sophisticated enough to have 2 people on at the same time. And with my big mouth, they wouldn't get a word in anyway. Well, we did have Jackie on that one time.
And we had Kelly on once.
Kelly. By the way.
People are still watching that.
Oh, they are? You know, Kelly and her husband started a podcast called Unmasked. I didn't see it. I just saw a little clip of it where she was going off on
Heather.
Was it Heather? Well, you know, I'm not a fan of Heather either.
You're not, and that's what I was saying.
Because of what Heather and her trashy mouth said about our skincare. She's trying to knock it off. It's so good. But then she's saying hers is better. Well, honey, why are you knocking mine off if yours is so good? You know, why can't you come up with your own formulas? So I'm not a fan of her anyway because of that. I feel like, you know, you just don't trash other people's products like that. But in any event, they had that podcast, so I hope they do well. I don't know. I mean, he has been in news for propaganda news for how many years he's been in news. So anyway, then RJ, I got RJ checked into the dorm this week. Well, that was a whole damn thing. Oh, my God. I can't because the school's just packed. And, you know, they had sent us this letter from the school stating that everyone on campus had to be vaccinated. And we were so relieved, like, oh, thank God. We can knock that off the list. Don't have to worry. Get another letter. Death Santas vetoed it. So now you don't have to be vaccinated, but you have to take a test once a week if you're not. So here we go. You know, he's over there on that campus. I'm just holding my breath. And then now he's got some rash. And I think it's because we bought new sheets And I think if I'm not mistaken that they were still in the plastic, and I don't think we washed them first. We were so busy doing everything. I think that's what caused it. I told him, get those sheets off the bed and wash them. He goes, I don't know how to use this washing machine. I'm like, then go get the dorm person on the floor. They get a discount on their stump thing to do your dorm managing and ask them. Anyway, I walked him through it. He's itching all over, so he was irritable. So I had that going on. But so we were in LA for, a long time, like a couple of months and then a couple more months. We made two trips. And I will tell you this, the last night that I was in LA, Jeff said, meet me at this restaurant, Conservatory. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go eat dinner with RJ and Royal. Come by for an hour first. I'll pick you up. Well, I didn't really like getting in the car with him because he had not yet been vaccinated, but now he's vaccinated. So, I put my double mask and rolled the window down. So, when we get there, the girl goes, you can't come past the entrance gate outside to get on the outdoor patio without showing either your vaccination card, which fortunately had a photograph of it in my phone because I didn't carry it. I put it with my passport.
Yeah.
Or showing... You've had testing within 48 hours. Well, Jeff had his testing. He's been doing testing every 2 days because he's filming Amazon, and he was filming for his Amazon show. Plus, he's doing the radio show, and Sirius requires it too. So he passed his test. So I felt, I won't have to roll the windows down. Maybe tomorrow if I ride with him. But anyway, but I showed my card. But that's the difference between L.A. and Miami. I mean, there's no comparison here. I mean, what virus? There is no virus. The hospital's only people that know about the virus, and they're stacked up out the doors, But by the way, if you're in California, go and get your ballot out of the box and vote no on that recall. That's the most ridiculous power grab I've ever seen by a party just using the system to gain the system, because there's 24% of the people in California that would actually vote for that party, but they could control the whole state because the rest of the people that like Newsom and that are happy with the way things are running are too busy at the beach singing Kumbaya and having a joint and having a cocktail. So get up and vote. Whereas the radical crazies they're going to go down and vote, so you got to get out and got to vote.
Alan Malone says DeSantis has bloody hands here in Florida.
You think? He's going to get a bloody nose if he's not careful. There's a lot of people very upset with him. All the school districts just defied him. They said, fine, don't give us the money. Our kids are wearing masks to school. You know what? This is how I feel about it. It's not really a matter of freedom. That's a bullshit excuse. It's a matter of just safety and health. Why take the risk? It's like, why would you get in a car without your seatbelt on? Why would you go out in the sun without your sunscreen on? Why would you, try to go to a heart surgeon that is, an orthodontist? You just do things that are common sense. There's a little mask. It's no big deal. You put it on your face and you help keep spreading the virus so that it doesn't come into another variant that's even more deadly than the second variant, and so that the healthcare workers aren't overworked. The hospital here, I saw the doctors boycotted. They walked out in protest because 95% of the people that are in the hospitals have the Delta variant and they weren't vaccinated. And then I see this woman on TV. And she's got two teenagers. Her husband died. They're interviewing her. And the interviewer says, well, I'm assuming now that you're going to get the vaccine for you and your teenagers, right? Do you know what she says? Well, I'm giving it some thought. I'm giving it some serious thought. What in the hell? You just went to the funeral home. What more thought do you need? What is it? It's just a little mask. First of all, when you went to school, you had to get measles. You had to get all these other shots. It's just a little mask. Why are they making it into something? Freedom, freedom, freedom.
It's just stupid that they're making it about a freedom choice.
It's ridiculous. Stupid.
Stephen King, the author, he was on one of the talk shows recently, and he was talking about, well, I guess then if this is the case that all doctors should perform surgery without any mask, we should play football without any helmets.
We
should run with scissors.
But there's just no logic to it. Freedom means you're not... Listen, if you think the mask is uncomfortable, wait until they shove that ventilator down your throat, So there's that.
Here's a good one. Alan Malone said, to all the parents allowing their child to decide if they want to wear a mask, I hope they are okay with their child deciding to wear a condom.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, you know, we're all about choice, except when it comes to you when we did women's choice.
It's all choice, unless you're a woman.
And then you're a woman, and then we make the choice for you, you know. I mean, I'm not saying a position one way or the other. No. I'm saying you don't get to have it both ways, So anyway, so there was that. And then and when I was in California, I decided to start looking at other houses. I don't know why, but you can't, because there's nothing available on the market. And because of the COVID, it's like you aren't even having the open house anymore. But I decided I need to get a bigger house, because four dogs in that house and Freda, Jason, it is just like her playground, okay? The housekeeper that comes, this is what they do. They make themselves a big old breakfast in the kitchen. Well, of course, I can hear all that, because the house isn't that huge, and you can hear it. Then, 2 hours later, then they're making themselves a big old lunch. And then she's in there going, we need to go down to the dollar store. We need to go down to the shoe store. We need to go do this. We need that. And it's just become a social thing. Then the housekeeper started bringing her friend with her to clean the outside of the house. And now there's three of them upstairs all the time. I can't even go in the kitchen and get water. So I have myself a little kitchen in my little dressing room so that I don't have to go up there. And they're talking 100 miles an hour in Spanish. They got the Spanish TV station on. She's got her computer on going over here in Spanish. And they're just having themselves a big old party all the damn time. And I was just like, you know, what is wrong with this picture? I need a bigger house. I need another house.
Well, Jeff put his up for sale yesterday.
Yeah, he put it up for sale. I knew that was coming.
It's a quick move. It's only a few blocks there.
I'm hoping if he gets a big number, that means I would get a big number. But I can't sell the house till I find another house, because I'm not the type of person that's going to move twice, and I'm certainly not the person that's going to move into a house I don't like because I need a house, and I can't stay in a hotel with four dogs. Oh, my life's so screwed up. Whatever.
Dr. Jonathan May says, hello, Leo. We have missed you.
Oh, I missed all of you. Did you guys tune
in?
I did Jeff's show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Well, listen, all you have to do is go outside here for 5 minutes, and you got your instant hair rollers.
Sure.
Your hair just curls. Your hair just curls automatically. It is like a steam room and a sauna here. I can't even go outside here. It is. It's like when you open your car door or your house, you are stepping into a steam room.
Yeah.
It was 86 degrees last night at 8 o'clock outside with mosquitoes that could pick you up and carry you off. And if you like fanned your hand like that, it's going to be damp from the humidity. This is why we go to LA in the summer. It's really, I love Miami. I personally can't take the heat. So I have to stay in the house all the time. I just can't deal with it. And at least here I can run the air conditioning. Rory didn't let me run the air conditioning out there. It bothers his eyes. I'm like, that bothers your eyes. Because the vents in that house are on the ground, and it comes up and it blows in his eyes. Where at the house here, the vents are in the ceiling. So now I'm going to need to make a list of things I need if I get another house. It's going to be the vents have to be in the ceiling. It's going to be the sun can't be house can't be facing west. It's going to be Freda's got to have padding on her wall I don't hear all that riffraff with her and all of her friends and her patio. She's got a patio the size of this office over there, but they don't hang out on the patio. They hang out in the kitchen. Anyway, so I did Jeff's show. Did you guys tune into Jeff's show?
Of course.
I did it a couple of times a month at least, and we sold some boxes on there. Yeah, he wants another fan box for October, Jason. We have to talk about that. And so he's now still doing the house. They're going to open up the Sirius studio. Oh, that's another thing. They were getting ready to open everything up, and then here came the Delta. So now everything's back down to that again. But the good news is in California, for the most part, at least in my neighborhood and where I've been, everyone's got a mask. Nobody says a thing about it. Everyone's get their vaccinations. Nobody cares if you ask. If you don't, they have rapid testing like every two blocks, and nobody cares. And they're just like accepting it. Like, we got to live with this virus. Let's just move with it. You come down here. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Did you see those crazy people they posted? That one woman, you put your spoon and it sticks to you, and your spoon sticks to you. And, you know, and now they're tracing me wherever I go. Well, honey, if you have a cell phone, they're tracing you anyway.
That's what I tell everyone. When people go off on the whole privacy and tracing thing, I'm like, if you use anything with a battery or a keyboard, you are being tracked.
Oh my God. I just am like, they're they're tracking us down. And I'm like, girl, where do you go? The dollar store and church to get drenched in the blood? I mean, you don't go anywhere. No one cares where you're going. Why do you think we're following you? Who's following you? It's just too much. It's just, you have to go and listen to some of these crazies. I mean, they take Karen to another level.
Oh, for sure.
They take Karen to another level.
I saw this man yesterday, and he was not letting his daughter put a mask on, and was at the school in Broward where that she was trying to go in, and they kept blocking her. He's like, "You're blocking her," and he was like making a big scene and stuff. And you know what I heard also yesterday? They only had like 6 students out of all of Florida that actually gave a hard time at school about putting the mask on.
Okay.
It was all the parents.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Yeah, because the kids only know what you tell them. But you know, here's the thing. They did a survey. There was like 78% or something of the people have no problem with the mask. So why are we letting 20% of the people or 25% of the people dictate the rest of our lives? You know, like dictating what the, I feel so sorry for are those healthcare workers. Oh my God, my heart is just broken for them.
Alan Malone, our listener right now, is one of the RMs. He says, by the way, he would be happy to move in with his 2 pugs and be your personal RM.
Oh, come in, come on. But I feel so sorry for them because they're risking their lives. They're staying away from their kids. They're taking the chance of taking the virus home with them. They're working double shifts. They're not making a ton of money. And they've gone to school. How many years you have to go to school to even be a nurse's aide anymore, and much less an LVN or an RN or a doctor? And then they're getting treated like just with so much disrespect and rip the mask off. And some of them are, this one governor was getting threatened. No, this doctor from the emergency room, I forget what city he was in, he's got death threats outside his house. He has to go through a picket line to get to his car to get to the hospital to save people's lives. And then these people that have the virus and are begging for the shot and it's too late, and then you've got the other ones like, it's not the virus, it's something else. It's not the virus. It put the ventilator down, they're dead 2 days later. It wasn't the virus. I don't know. The world is just so screwed up. I just really don't know. I can't take it anymore. But we did go in LA. We went out to dinner a lot outside, and they're very smart about it. The waiters had their masks. They have the shield on their face. Some of them wore gloves. They always had, you know, the spritzer things in their pocket. You know, you scan the menus now. You don't pick up the menu. I mean, they were just so accommodating. They spread the tables apart, and the neighbors aren't complaining if you're in front of their storefront or if the street's blocked off. It's just they've learned to, like, accept that, well, at least that was my neighborhood. I can't say that's all of L.A. But California has 1/4 the infection rate that Florida does, and it has twice the population, which means we have 1/8 the amount of infection in California that we have here. Yeah. And then I canceled the trip to Texas. RJ and I were going to go to Texas, and I'm like, we're not getting on a plane from Florida to Texas and then Texas to Florida. We're going to 2 hot zones on a plane.
We're going from the pot to the kettle.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. And then Abbott, that God, what's wrong with him?
Oh my God, that whole
he's
another nut. It's unbelievable.
You know, I was one of the first people that came out and said, DeSantis is doing this to align the whole right-wing Republicans that are behind Trump, behind him. So if when he runs for president, he can get the nomination to be the Republican nominee, and then he thinks he can win. Because, you know, it's all about getting the nomination. Right. So what happened with Trump, he had 30% of the vote, but the other 17 candidates split the 70%. So what DeSantis is counting on is he'll get 30%, all the others will split the other 70%, and he'll get the nomination. And once he gets the nomination, there are people that are just going to vote their party no matter who it is. That's just the way it is. And that's why he's willing to do it. So what he's basically telling Floridians is, my personal ambition, my ambition to be president, is more important to me than your lives. You are collateral damage, and I'm going to stick with my story because I've got these radical nut jobs that are all going to line up behind me when I run, and if Trump runs, I'll just be his VP. That's what he's basically doing.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And it's killing people. Yeah. It's killing people. I almost like just say, if we just make you president, will you just stop it?
CNN is reporting that Delta has increased premiums for all their employees that are not vaccinated by $200 a month.
Delta
Airlines.
Oh.
So now they're going to start, if you don't get the vaccination, we'll charging you an extra $200 a month.
Good. And you know what else they should do? I think the insurance company should say, you know, this, we are considering this a pre-existing condition because if you don't get a vaccine, you know, why should we pay for it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, why should the public and the emergency rooms and the insurance companies have to have this burden of this disease when they don't have, when there's a way out of it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have a pre-existing condition and my insurance premiums are already higher than everybody else's because of that situation.
Yeah.
Somebody else here is commenting the same thing. They're saying that, you know, theirs were raised by a private insurance company, that they are within the full rights to do that because of the way it's set up.
I just don't understand. I mean, I just don't know. Like, you know, when people say, well, you know, it doesn't cost us anything. Anytime someone goes to the emergency room, the state's paying for a lot of that.
Exactly.
And who's paying the state? The taxpayers. We are. So I don't think it's fair that I got to pay for your $20,000 or $30,000 hospital stay because you just didn't want to go get a shot. You got the measles shot, you got the smallpox shot, you got all the other shots. I don't know. I can't with that anymore.
Dr. Jonathan May is watching us right now, and he
Hi.
Says vaccines are mandatory for staff and faculty at the colleges where he works, and sadly, they are not mandatory for the students who need them now more than ever.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what's sad too? Like at the University of Miami, it's sad that the teachers are really at risk. Like Roy teaches one semester there every year, criminal law. Why should he go into a classroom with a bunch of kids that aren't vaccinated and subject himself to it in order to further their education and make them smarter? I told him, you know, you need to make them wear a mask, and you need to wear a mask, and you need to have a microphone. And if they can't wear a mask, they can't get in the class. And I would make them show either their vaccine card or that they've been tested, but the school won't allow it because of Death DeSantis.
Because
of Death DeSantis. So guess who I ran into? It was in L.A. I ran into Scaramucci.
Oh, yeah?
I saw him. He was telling me all about his son. And I ran into him, and then I saw Bill, you know, from Disney, and then I saw Julian Brandy. I did their podcast. I don't know if I did it once or twice. I did it once for sure. I did it once this time, and I maybe did it once the time before. Yeah, I did that. And then, of course, Jeff. And then, you know, I see Brendan, but not as much as usual because, you know, they're not, and they weren't in the offices until about 3 weeks ago, and they started going back to their offices, and now they're only having the, like, top-tiered people go to the offices and everyone else is working at home to keep the crowds down.
Yep.
So they're being smarter, much smarter about it.
That's smart.
And then let's see. What else? I did tell you about that. Oh, then RJ had to do this project for school. He's taking this class at UCLA. It's online. It's a three-year class in interior design. You get a master's degree, plus he's going to get his four-year degree here, plus he's going to get a real estate license in two states. I've got his whole life planned.
Really?
But
he
wants to do all that.
He's going to do interior design? Is that what
he's going to get the degree in it, whether he'll actually do it.
But if I had to do it over, that's what
I would. But if he gets his real estate license, he may as well buy the houses, decorate them, and flip them.
He should have.
Yeah, so he's going to have it, whether he uses it or goes in another direction, it's fine. But and then take a class in finance for real estate. But anyway, so he had to do this two projects. One, he had to make a bird house. So he had to go buy all the supplies and make that and paint it and do all that. And then another one, he had to go. They gave you a list of these unique properties in LA. You could pick any one of them and do pictures and write reports on. Well, he wanted to do this library downtown. That's a legal library that's like old world fabulous, but it was closed because of quarantine. So then he was going to do somewhere else, and it was closed because of quarantine. So then he wound up with the Beverly Hills Hotel. So if you ever go through the Beverly Hills Hotel and look at all the architectural elements, it's actually pretty fascinating. And then if you walk down the hallways, they've got all the celebrities over the years, you know, the big, huge celebrities that made Hollywood back in the day. So he did his report on that. And I don't know, that's what he's doing. So that's that.
Well, he's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. Well, it's not that busy. It's just not enough to do. Oh, of course, while we're in the, then we go to the Bel Air Hotel. That's where Pretty Woman was shot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that one was on the list or not, but we thought it was, so we toured it. And then he picked the other one. So I don't know if it was really on the list or whatever. But of course, I had to stumble into David Webb, jewelry store. Oh my God! I could have dropped $5 million in 5 minutes.
I'm sure when they saw you walking in, they were all rolling the red carpet out.
I was like, oh, hyperventilating, trying trying.
Grab the good champagne.
You know, first of all, I spray everything down with alcohol when before I touch it. Here comes the jewelry. Oh, let me try that on. You know. I know. So then I went
picking
to
up some of that deep wallet.
I went to Pilates 5 times a week because they only have morning classes 5 days a week. They are closed on Sunday, and on Wednesday they didn't have any morning class. Morning to me means like 11 or 12. And I don't like to go in the afternoon because it cuts up the day. So I did that. But listen to this. You had to be vaccinated, and you wore a mask inside, and they only allowed 4 people at a time. So I called here. Is that cut off?
No.
Oh. It's giving him his trouble again?
The signal's a little...
It's that vaccine I got. It's tracking me.
It's making you a little blurry.
So here, I call the Pilates studio. No mandate on vaccines. No mask inside. What do you think? Who's going to go there? I'm not going to go there. And they have like 18 Pilates beds in the room. No, I don't think so. So I guess they'll just get out of shape. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And then then the house. Jason, you know, honest to God, the house here, the house there, the car here, had a pool leak. I had some other problem there. I had the car, the garage door opener crashed onto the car. I had to get the car in the shop. Now that's a whole thing. There's so much going on that there are no words. I just can't, you know. It's hard anymore to get anything done. Just trying to get the car fixed, the car part. We're going to have it in 4 days. 4 weeks later, the day I'm leaving town, they get the car part. So I'm having to get the car shipped while we're packing everything to get to the airport. It's just and then I come home and I notice those windows in the ballroom still have that problem. Got to deal with that too. I don't know. I know. See, maybe I'll just let them just rot. Maybe I should just put, you know what maybe I should just do is go get, what do you call that cut glass like they have in the churches? What's that called?
Stained glass.
Maybe you should just go get a bunch of stained glass and have someone glue it all on there. Just cover it up.
My mom, she does that stuff.
Yeah, it's like sweeping the dirt under the rug. I mean, why should I replace him with that much money, you know? And then I had the guy put this awning in beside Roy's where his desk is and everything at the house to keep the sun out. That became like, this is going to be this, no problem, I can do it in 2 hours, became like 5 or 6 days. I was going through my mind crazy. Then he has his mask on, but then, you know, I make them all wear the mask. I didn't want any workers in the house. I was out on the patio, but then it's 200 degrees in the middle of the day. I'm like, can't you come early in the morning or come late at night? I don't want you to be so hot. So then I make myself have to go to the store. I go get them all the bang. I get them the Gatorade. I get them the ice cream. I get them I'm just like, why am I working for everybody else? You know, it's just too much to get anything done. And it's so hot in LA between like 11 and 5. It's brutal. But in the morning, it's very cool. And at night, it's very cool. So you get a reprieve. Here, you don't get a reprieve. It's like this, unless it rains a little bit. That cools things down. But then the mosquitoes
but
all
then
come
out. It's horrible.
Out.
It's just an hour later.
And then you got to go wash your car again. Yeah. So meanwhile, I got in a fight with the bank. Did Jason tell you what happened?
No,
did
but
he tell
I was...
you what happened? I am so mad at that bank, I am closing that account down.
This is different from what happened with the story on Jeff Lewis.
Well, there's two fights with the bank.
You were talking about the story you told to Jeff Lewis about the bank, and you went to SunTrust. And
yeah, that's one story. So there's two. One, I went to the Bank of America with a $300 check made out to Leah Black Enterprises because Jeff pays an appearance fee, which I don't know why, he doesn't have to, but he does. He just started that, by the way. He just started it. So normally I would put the check in my little pile, bring it back, and hand it to Jason, right? Leah, you haven't cashed those checks. Those checks aren't cash. He checks his bank account every day. He's neurotic about it. So I trot myself down to the Bank of America and try to cash those checks. $300 at two of them. He's texting me every day. You haven't cashed the checks. You haven't cashed the checks. I go in there. The guy won't cash checks because it's Leah Black Enterprises. I'm like, I am Leah Black Enterprises. I am Leah Black Enterprises. I get Jason on the phone. I get the corporate account number. I get this. I get that. I show my ID. Oh, no, that says Leah Lisa Black. That's my middle name. That's my middle name. Lisa. This went on and on and on. And then he wouldn't tell me much my bank balance was, so I couldn't cash a check. So I'm already had it with the bank. Then I go home. I get this text from Neiman's. Oh, your check. You had a check that bounced for $1,500. Well, look, what are you talking about? Well, then they said it was going to be this. It was going to be that. I make 4 or 5 phone calls. I finally find out from Jason there's $26,000 in that account. So we know the check didn't bounce. We know that. And then Now I get back yesterday, she tells me four checks bounced. How did four $1,500 checks bounce? I've been writing checks and emails for 20 years, number one. Number two, they said, well, the signature didn't match. It's the same signature I've always had. That isn't it. It goes on and on. So I'm calling, like, well, we've merged with another bank. And then I call another person. Well, you know, I can't deal with that. We've merged with another bank. Then I call again, talk to somebody else. I give them the whole story again. I need you to just put it in my record to clear the $1,500 check.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Goes, you know, I can't really do that. That's not my job, but I give you customer service. Okay, connect me with customer service. No, you have to call them directly. Okay, why can't you just call them and have them call me? No, we don't do that. You have to call them. Then I call customers. I went on with for honestly the whole day over a $1,500 check that I knew all they had to do was go in the system and say, clear this check, or there was some other problem. I don't know what happened. I'm on the phone and the Wi-Fi's bad. I said, I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. And my phone goes dead. You know what they did?
They sent
the mother called the police department in Coral Gables, Florida, and the SWAT team went to my house and checked in every closet, including under the bed, because they had a suicidal woman on the phone. Me. I'm beside myself. Now then I tell Jay, the sergeant of police is calling me, another police officer is calling me. We have to hear from you directly. We can't go by any text. You have to call us. I have to call the sergeant, talk to her. I had her laughing by the end of it. She says, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Then I have to go send, Jason has to go send $5 donuts down there. The big, pretty, fancy ones, a bunch of donuts to the Coral Gables Police Department. Fortunately, I haven't been anywhere because if I ran into one of the cops on the street, he'd go, oh, you didn't commit suicide? Let me see your wrists.
Was this? They were probably before the house. They were probably going, "Oh God, this is the lady that had the dog at Houston's."
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. That crazy woman.
That woman from
Houston's. I'm telling you, I could not believe that they did that. And Jason's going to go down there and close that account out because if I was going to dress up like Alexis. Yeah, we are. I was going to go dress up like Alexia Carrington.
Alexis Carrington.
With a hat and all the jewelry and walk in there and close my account out. But I just don't even want to go in there. I can't stand the guy. So, Jason, so what was the problem?
We don't even have time, but it's a problem. Something's wrong with that bank. That bank is crazy.
Which bank, SunTrust? So can we just close it out? Oh, my God. Did you call Cindy and tell her the whole story? Then I yell at the girl, I said, Jason, call her and calm her down, because I just went off on her when she called me and said, well, according to our records, the four checks have bounced from you. I'm like, I don't want to hear about this check anymore. Do not ever call me about this check. And call Jason. What's his number? She's shaking, you know. I'm like, I'll give you the number. You know, and she's like 90 years old, and she's like a nervous wreck from me. I would be too, but I can't take it anymore. We have to close that account. We have to write another check from another account.
When you told this on Jeff's show, you got like 3 or 4 direct messages on Instagram from people from banks trying to get your business.
Oh, really? Well, they should be so lucky to have my business. I'm a very good customer.
There were people like, Leah, please come to our bank. We would love
Well, I should. You should have told me because I'm a very good customer. And why should I give that SunTrust Bank?
No, they're awful.
And I want to find out who's the guy that called and reported me as suicidal. Why didn't he just call me back? Why didn't he call me back? Why didn't he say, ma'am, your phone just cut. Are you okay? No, call the cops instead. By the way, I was told him when I first started, I'm in LA, I have a bad reception there, you're my fourth person. If you can't help me, tell me now. And then when he started on his whole racket and number and this and that, and the same as the other last ones that couldn't do anything, I said, I can't take it anymore. My phone went dead, he calls cops. Suicidal. You know what? You should go get that. Tell that job, that guy, to get a job at the suicide hotline. That's where he should be working, not at the bank. That's what we're gonna do.
All right, we're gonna take our 5-second break for the commercials on the podcast.
It's just
and we'll
so
be right
much.
Back.
We never get to anything anymore.
Oh and God. We're back.
Oh my God! Ask me anything. I've not read these questions in advance.
You might
want to
scan
do.
It before you. Do.
I don't even really care. I want to know your thoughts on the reboot. Oh, good for them. Well, let's see what happens. How do I feel about the cast? I'm not even sure who it is. I know. There's a fruit fly around that won't go away. That they're calling her Tagalong. But what I know is like a fruit fly. You just keep swatting, and she won't leave. Oh, it's funny. Do I know any of the new ladies? No. Was I asked to join? I was on the phone with the the producers and the casting agent plenty of times, and some of the girls wanted me to film with them, whatever. Have you thought about doing your own reality show? We do. We're doing our own reality show. This is our reality show. Just no one's filming us. What is your opinion of Dallas being canceled? I never watched Dallas, so I can't give you an opinion on it, but you know what? They had far worse ratings than a lot of the shows that, and they kept them on. They gave them every opportunity, so I don't know what happened with that. Do I think Erica should show more remorse for what happened to the victim? I think Erica is in shock. I think she was blindsided and went from living this life to being in this situation, and she doesn't even know what hit her. That's what I think, but what do I know? I'm sure she's very remorseful to victims. Everyone's remorseful for the victims, but I don't think she was the one managing the money, you know? I mean, if Roy put something in front of me, Leah, sign this. Oh, okay. Here, sign this. Oh, okay, I'll sign it. You know, I mean, I could be dead broke for all I know.
I read yesterday that the attorneys are now trying to subpoena Lisa Rinna.
I saw that. Oh, you know what? They're just like hungry, you know? They're like vultures, you know? I mean, I don't know. I feel bad for everyone involved. That's all I can say. And I just have to give people the benefit of the doubt. I just think until you know someone knows something, you can't really accuse them of. I sent out that tweet, and I got a lot of positive feedback, but I got some negative feedback too. What I said, you know, is that the law firm didn't know. The city of Los Angeles lavished gifts on him. The forensic accountants didn't know. The Chamber of Commerce didn't know. His law partners didn't know. Even the victims that weren't getting their money didn't know. So why would you assume that Erica, who has no background in law or finance, who's a singer, dancer, reality girl, should know? I don't think you can assume that she should know. I just
think a lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of marriages out there,
yeah,
and partnerships where you don't know what's going on 100% all the
time.
Well,
if you're married to a lawyer and they got a big law firm, you just kind of assume,
right,
that they're handling, you know, the details of the legal aspect of your life.
She said she was kept away from
and,
the books.
And I think she probably assumed, I mean, be like me questioning Roy. What do you mean on those taxes? And he'd be, yeah, like, are you, what, when was the last time you passed a class in taxes? You know, so I just, maybe, you know, maybe she didn't know, maybe she, I think maybe at the end she started suspecting a little bit, but then it was just, the train had already left the,
yeah,
station. And I'm sure she's very remorseful. And I'm sure she's also got the load on her, like right now, who does she have in her life to help bail her out? I mean, they probably froze all the assets, you know? And so I think it's a terrible situation. But I do know this, when the government comes after you and you're a target, they make your life miserable. So I feel bad about all of it. What is my favorite Bravo show? I don't really know. James has to remind me to watch the show. I forgot again last night. He told me to watch Housewives of New York, and I totally forgot. 11:20, I ran to catch the end of it, and then I hit TiVo, so I don't know if it TiVo'd back or not. But I did watch the Beverly Hills one the last two or three times. And, oh, I watched, you told me to start watching White Lotus.
The White Lotus.
Oh, my God, I went through withdrawals when it wasn't on Sunday.
Me too.
I loved that show.
I wasn't sure if I actually liked it. And then this Sunday, I was like lost when it wasn't on.
I loved it. It was just such a guilty pleasure of white privilege, you know. And it makes you kind of, you know, who was your favorite character?
It was very cringe.
All right, who was your favorite character?
I liked, what's his name, Jack Lacey, that played the, like, he was the the guy that was like the frat jock nerd. I mean, not nerd, but like the one that
the guy that
married.
Went to Cornell.
The
yeah,
one that wore the Cornell hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was Cornell. Really good. And yeah. then I thought his wife was a really good actor.
She was a great actress. Yeah, he did play a really arrogant, spoil rotten jerk.
He was good. Walking that fine line with not being too much of an asshole, but yet you knew if you messed with him, he was gonna be.
The casting was brilliant.
It was great. It's gonna clean up.
Everyone was cast perfectly. My favorite character was Belinda. I just
liked her
loved
too.
Her.
I thought she was awesome.
And it broke my heart at the end. I
Me
don't want
too.
To say too much. You got to watch it. But I just felt so bad for her at the end. I would have helped her anyway, but it wouldn't have wrapped up the story well because the story was really just showing how the dismissal of white privilege.
Yeah.
So they had to kind of do it that way. But I hated that because I wanted her to get her dreams to come true. I'm not going to tell. You got to. It's really good. I thought it was good. I thought it was hilarious.
It was pretty
Roy
good.
Didn't watch it. I'm the only one that watched
They're
it. But
bringing back for a second season in a
yeah,
new-
I'll be with a new cast. Yeah, that should be good. You know, we should go audition for that. I could be the suicidal woman that the bank got called on. Will I do a cameo? No, but I was asked to. What is my favorite thing to do outside of work? Honey, is there anything else? I don't really know if there's anything else. Oh, I guess probably watching World Affairs and Politics because I'm obsessed with that. Would I join Beverly Hills? They're never going to ask me to join Beverly Hills. That's a hypothetical not worthy of even thought. Would I come back to, I don't know what I would do in the future. The timing just isn't good for me because I'm in L.A. half the time and they film when I'm not here. Do I host a gala? Well, Aretha Franklin was our last big performer and I guess once the Fat Lady sings, it's over, but then we got into the COVID, and so I wouldn't say would never do more fundraising, but would I do that annual thing every year where it dominates 6 months out of my life, 24 hours a day? Jason, isn't it easier to run a business than it is to run that charity?
I was getting ready to say, you couldn't run the business if we had
I mean, that
like
charity that. Was 20, that's why the business suffered. The business suffered when we did that charity. It was 24/7, and then people are, you know, where they're going to sit, and did they get the front row, and they want a discount on the ticket, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't have any paparazzi there. I'm bringing the mistress and not the wife. You know, move the tables around. I have to sit here. Oh, my God. And talk about white privilege.
Yeah, for sure.
I just wish it's in the checks.
That was where we should have had the White Lotus Season 1 should have been the Fulton Blue Pound.
Yeah, I mean, we literally... We raised millions and millions and millions of dollars for kids that would have otherwise gone to jail. So am I glad I did it? I am. Would I do raise money again? I would raise money again. Would I do an annual gala again? I would have to call the suicide hotline. It's too much.
Did
Let's
you see the
Aretha
movie?
Oh, I haven't seen it because I don't want to go in the movie theater.
Me either, but it comes out on streaming this
it's
Friday,
streaming?
I think, is what I heard.
So how do I watch it on streaming?
I'll find out
you have
where
to show
it is.
How to do that. Will Joe Biden step aside or run? I think he's going to have to run because if they better put somebody better than Kamala up because I don't see her doing it. She doesn't have the charisma. I don't see her making it. I, even though I'm very respectful of her and I appreciate her talent, I think she's probably very good at what she does, I don't see her carrying a ticket. What are my top five budget-friendly restaurants? Well, the Globe. I always go back to the Globe. Oliver's. You said Oliver's on South Beach, you told me once. And I don't go to any. I don't go anywhere.
I know. We don't really go.
I do order at Il Bellagio once in a while and pick it up, you know? So do that.
Original Glitch just said, off topic. Oh. I love the new face wash bottle. So that's the third one I've heard lately.
Well, we don't have it here.
Have it there.
But while we're talking, we do have our broad spectrum SPF 30. You have to get this sunscreen. Oh, my God. It seeps right in. You know how most of them stay greasy and stay on your face and you know, your hands get slimy? This penetrates right in. And some people say, well, it had a little bit of a blue tint when I put it on. Yeah, when you first put it on, it goes right in. But that's because we don't use all those harsh chemicals that everybody uses to neutralize that stuff. So it's a trade-off. I don't want the harsh chemicals if I don't have to have them. And it's loaded with the CBD. So the sunscreen's amazing. And use it on your chest, your face, the back of your hands, keep it in your car, whatever. Here's the new bottle. You like it better? He said he liked it better. I like it better, too. Much more. Do you like it better, Jason?
Yeah, people love it.
I like it better. We were going to put a pump, but you know what? The pumps sometimes have problems, and we didn't want to risk it, so we did this. I think it's much nicer. It's very elegant. You know what? We don't put our money into the packaging. We put it into the product, even though this packaging is not cheap. Let's put it that way. And then the Renewal Cream, 500 milligram CBD, Intensive Moisture Renewal Cream. This is turning out to be like one of my favorites. This one in the oil, I think, might be my favorite. So I don't know. This is so luxurious. When you put it on, your skin just feels like it just soaks up the moisture.
So remember, we sent that to my mom, and she wasn't sure if she liked it as much as she liked the daily face moisture.
And
I talked to her last night.
Yeah.
She says, I want to let you know, I think I like that renewal cream a little bit better.
Yeah.
She says, especially at nighttime. She says, it's really
good. See, I use the moisturizer under the makeup because it's just lighter. Men use it in the daytime a lot. But that one for dry skin or for a night cream or if you have a tendency to live in a dry area, I mean, 500 milligrams of CBD, you're not going to do better than that. And then we have our CBD lip balm. That's been very popular, too. RJ's lips are always chapped. I think it's because he's constantly, like, licking them. I don't know. Anyway, he's been carrying this in his pocket, and his lips aren't chapped anymore. Because he said the reason he doesn't mind this one is it's not greasy and it goes right in, but it doesn't leave that film on your lips like the thick, you know, chapsticks do. So
it definitely penetrates the lips really well.
If I can get him to use it, you know, regularly. Of course, he loves all the products.
That might have gotten mixed up. There's another sheet there with all of the beauty stuff.
It says your favorite Lia Black beauty products and bundles are available on a 30, 60, and 90-day subscription. So if you sign up on the subscription, you can get 40% off. That's remarkable. Oh, but
here we have Luis Diaz Valero says the bath bombs are amazing.
Bath bombs. I'm addicted to the bath bombs. I mean, I don't know how well they're selling because I haven't followed it, but I personally... You like them? I put two in. I know you only need one, but I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put one more. But when you get out, your skin just feels like silk. It just feels really moisturized, and it's easier than putting moisture lotion all over your skin, you know, and it's like a CBD, so why not?
We've still got a little bit of time. We got about 15 minutes, but I was just going to say, since we're on the topic, we do have a promotion going on, so you can use the... promo code podcast, PODCAST, at checkout, and we will give you 30% off of the individual CBD and Sun Youth products. And if you order before the end of the month, you get a free tube of the
lip balm
with every order.
Yeah,
and
I'm loving the lip
free
balm.
Shipping over $50.
You know what? We picked this size because it fits in your pocket and it fits in your purse. And we priced it very inexpensively because it's really just kind of a leader product. Like, if you like this, you'll like the other products. But I wanted to have it for people because we had a lot of requests for it.
I had someone write in the other day, and she said she buys all of our products. She goes, I would have never bought lip balm for myself. Yeah. And she says, and you all gave me this, and now I'm buying an order.
Yeah, now they'll reorder it. Yeah. So it's worth a giveaway for the end of the month. Okay, so I'm going to save this till next time because we don't have that much time. So listen to this. In celebrity news, you know, Kathy Griffith was diagnosed with lung cancer and had her surgery. I've been texting with her. She's doing very well.
She's got a new show
coming out. And her husband, Randy, had some nerve damage on his hand. That's doing better. I said to her, boy, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, she's had a year.
She's had a few years of it. But she always bounces back. But you know why? Because she's so creative and she's so good at what she does that she turns, like, she'll turn this into some big act and it'll be a big hit. You know, the one, if you haven't seen it, that was so good was the last one. What was the name of it? What was it called? Oh, it was so good. It was really good. You have to watch it. Yeah, it was so good. Hell of a story. Hell of a story.
I knew it was hell of a story.
It was so good, and she was really great in it. But anyway, so I was reading all the pop culture news. Did you know LJ does not want to go back to L.A.? Do you know why?
Why?
Guess why he doesn't want to go back to L.A.?
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want to run into the murderer. I guess he doesn't have a mirror. I don't know what to say.
Sure.
So in celebrities, I was looking up, this came up on my screen, the top 10 rappers of all time. This was interesting to me because these guys make so much money. Eminem has made $227 million. Drake, $152 million. We almost had Drake for the charity one year. I could have probably made it happen, but I didn't push hard as I should have because I didn't know that much about who he was. I didn't think he was for our crowd, but obviously he is. Kanye, 140 million.
He likes Housewives, too.
Apparently. Oh, I heard that. He follows Lisa Rinna. Yeah, Jay-Z, 125 million. Lil Wayne, 100. We had Lil Wayne one year, $110 million. Jesus. Nicki Minaj, I love her, 106 million. I like her. I just think she's fabulous. I think everything about her is just crazy. She's got the Birkin bags, the big tush, you know, the jewelry, you know, the whole clothes and wardrobe. Her lyrics are very, very current affairs. Flo Rida, $102 million. That's pretty damn good. Yeah, we had him. He was probably one of the best entertainers we ever had. He might have been the best.
I think he was great. And I mean, I didn't know what to think because remember he took his shirt off and he was like going crazy.
Yeah, he was great.
But he was so entertaining.
He was entertaining. Was really good. I'd say Patti LaBelle was also really, but he was probably the best entertainer. Tupac Shaker, whatever, 75 million. Snoop Dogg, 40 million. God bless Snoop Dogg. He's just like an old shoe.
Tupac's been dead for
75 million.
10 years.
75 million. Snoop Dogg, 40. Imagine if he would have been alive, how much. And DMX, who also died. 34 million. So there's that. And then I saw, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to something. RJ is too. We don't know what it is. Okay. So, and the Real Housewives, these are the bottom lines I've caught. Kenya's in a fight to get her kid on the show. I guess she won. Shannon was in a fight to get her kid on the show and her kids, her daughters, and she won, but she has to pay $7,000 in attorney's fees to the ex-husband. Brandy had a big hand infection and posted her picture. I mean, my God, that scared the hell out of me. If that happened to me, I would be.
She got bit by a spider.
Was that
That's
it? Was
it
an infection? Oh, my God, it scared the hell out of me. I mean, I thought they may have to amputate that arm, but I mean, her hand was so that was scary. Kim Zolciak, apparently she went, I don't know how this worked out, but apparently she asked for support from her fans, according to Reality Blurb, that she's starting a spiritual academy to raise money.
Well, on her website where she sells her skincare and stuff, they had a thing at the bottom
and the wigs
where you could make a donation to help Kim with her expenses and things right now
because she doesn't have the show
apparently because they don't have the show anymore and things like that.
But so, you know, like, where did all that money go? I mean, he made a bunch of money and then she was on that show all those years. Well, she was good on The Housewives. Yeah. I liked her on The Housewives, but I feel bad for her. They've got all those kids. Yeah. I mean, how do you run out of that money? And by the way, Atlanta, you can buy a house for a lot less money than you can anywhere else, so she better stay there. Apparently, Vicky's boyfriend, Vicky Gumbel's boyfriend, Steve, running for governor of California.
He's such a dumbass. You should see the Instagram posts he does. It's like, he's just like, I mean.
It's just not.
I vote for Caitlin first.
Oh, God, how serious was Caitlin about running? She ran off and did Big Brother.
Yeah, exactly.
She wasn't big. And then also, Vicky says that she made a movie that's coming out in 5 to 6 months where she played the doctor. So that should be interesting. Maybe she's going
to
be an actress
now. I would love to see that.
It's never too late. I may go to Hollywood. And so, let's see, in New York, apparently there's a lot of conflict. Bethany tweeted out, none of the rumors about her coming back or being a producer or any of that are true. And New York, the ratings, I guess, dipped. There's a conflict on why. The new girl, Ebony, felt like she was demonized. I don't know why she felt demonized. She got a hell of a lot of camera time, and all of it made her look pretty good. I don't know what she's complaining about. And she said the castmate showed up with microaggression. And that's why they have race discussions. What in the hell is she talking about? And anyway, I don't know. But I will say this. I watched that one time you texted me. It's on.
The Black Shabbat.
And they had that dinner.
Oh, my gosh. The Black Shabbat.
My head was spinning. I was so confused. You know, because I haven't followed the whole thing. And so I was like, okay, what did I miss? I couldn't understand it. The whole thing was just crazy. And then Ramona acted like, I don't even know. And then Sonya peeing in the yard and, oh my God.
And then they went off on her last night about her peeing in the yard.
They did?
They like talked to her about it the next day and about.
Oh,
like,
you can't do that.
How that was like, you know, because they didn't know she even remembered she did it.
Oh my God. God. And, you know, I love Sonia, but, oh, my God, girl, please. And then apparently, you know, I just will never understand. I guess that Ramon, was that an act she was doing? That's
no,
how she is
all the time?
That would exhaust me. I would have been exhausted.
She looks white privilege in the face and goes, then it, done, are you?
Apparently they ask, apparently they were going to try to get Tinsley back,
yes.
But if Tinsley signed a bunch of documents not to discuss her divorce with her ex-husband or the no marriage fiance, why in the hell would she sign any documents?
Unless she got money for it.
She doesn't need any money.
No,
she got all the money
that's
in the world.
Saying. I don't know if that's
and
true.
By the way, she would have made more money going on TV telling her story than he probably would have ever given her. I don't know, why would you sign a document for a guy that dumped you? If a guy dumped me, I'd say, kiss my you know what, don't let the doorknob hit you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell everybody I know about that. I'm going to tell them all you're a beater, that you're a wife beater,
right.
And a crook and a liar. I'm going to make up all kinds of stuff about you if you're going to treat me like that. What an idiot. So then, anyway, so apparently they are going to come back, but now I guess a couple of them have, you know, COVID or they're out of town or they're traveling and whatever. So they're just going to have to do a remote. That's not going to be a very good look.
So the story that broke this afternoon before you came on was that that Andy had already announced today was supposed to be the reunion, but two of them are not in town. Luann's in Europe. Ramona's in Colorado, supposedly, allegedly. And so if they're going to do it, they would have to call
That's
in.
That's not a good
I
look.
Know what's going
That's
on.
Not a good look.
And last night they announced that next week is the finale when last week was the mid-season premiere. So
yeah, it's all
they've
the
cut
place.
The they cut the episodes down.
Moving along. So July was the hottest month on record in Earth's history. And then we had the 7.2 earthquake and then Surfside collapsed. The world is coming to, and then the fires in California are out of control. The world has come to an end. The share of electricity that comes from fossil fuels, this is why the climate's so bad. South Africa, 89%, Australia, 75%, India, 74%, Japan, 69%, China, 66%, USA, 60%, Germany, 44%, UK, 41%, Brazil, 14%, France, 10%, and Sweden, 2%. I mean, we may have to move to Sweden. There's no excuse for what's going on this planet. And at least I will give the Democrats credit. They are trying to...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Incorporate a lot of climate control measures into the infrastructure package that, you know, I don't know why there's even a fight about it, because to tell you the truth, if you're in Congress, I know a lot of these old white guys in empty suits have with the gray hair or think they're going to die within 10 years or 20 years, but they got kids, they got grandkids, they're going to have great-grandkids. They don't want the planet to continue for the future. What is wrong with them? Why are they all putting their foot down that is, well, it's not, there's no climate change, there's no global warming. They don't believe in science. These are the same people that don't want to take the COVID thing because they don't believe in science. I don't even know. It's just too much. All right, well, we're going to run out of time, so let's see if there's anything else, a couple of more minutes. Oh, well, this is all about COVID. I guess we talked a little bit. I'll save that for next time. Oh, well, I will say this. This is from a local guy. In Florida, yes, on August 7th, 28,000 cases. August 6th, 23. August 5th, 22. August 4th, 20. It's going down, but then it's back up to 12,000. It's just unbelievable. Now they had 20. It was gone down. They had gotten it down to 12,700, and now it's back up to 28,000 new cases a day. And I forget how many died yesterday, but it was a shitload. Oh my God! I can't. It's too much. And then there's a bunch of other gossip. I guess you guys all watch the Olympics. We'll have to talk about that later. In politics, if we just have a minute, I'll just hit the highlights. Governor Cuomo resigned. I have a whole opinion about that. I should keep my mouth shut, probably. We had the insurrection, and that's amazing to me that 32% Only 32% of Republicans think they were trying to overthrow the government. Only 20 think it was an insurrection. And 51% of it think it was paid. They were patriots. They were patriots touring the Capitol, handing out flowers and rose petals. And then Afghanistan's another whole story. We can talk about that another time. I told you about the book and the podcast with Lieutenant Vindman. I told you to go out and vote no in California. Oh, my God. I have to. Oh, what's the name of it?
It's in one of those keys there.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I don't see it. So, meanwhile, did anybody, is anyone following the MyPillow guy?
Oh, I have to.
This guy's gone nuts. He's crazy. He is just crazy. He's just crazy. Oh, let's see what this is. I missed this one. Oh, we spoke on Instagram. You said to mail you. Let's see.
She's the lady with the dog rescue.
All right. So.
Veterinarian. I think she just started this nonprofit to help animals
okay.
and things like that.
Okay, and she wants us to just spread the word.
Yeah, we just wanted to
I'll
let people know about
it. I'll spread it better next week, but just so you know, it's Dr. Laura Robinson, small animal veterinarian. Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Robinson, D-V-M, at gmail.com, and she's in Southern California. And I will do this next week and cover it more thoroughly. So anyway, I think we're going to have to save all this because I don't want to go over. So we're out of time, everybody. I know you missed us. I know you're going through withdrawals. I know it's really hard when I'm not here. I don't know how you make it through a day.
They're asking if you're going to be back next week.
I'll be back next week. I'll be back for a while. As long as we can suffer through the heat. And just, you know, on that Surfside thing, I mean, I can't believe that happened. I can't wrap my head around it. So we have to talk about that later. We have to talk about the earthquake in Haiti later. There's so many things we have to. We have so much to talk about.
Yeah,
all right, so share this with everybody. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same crazy. Bye.